Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com.
And from Open Door Health Services, offering walk-in care for immediate needs at Open Door Urgent Care in Muncie's Southway Center Plaza, open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. More at opendoorhs.org.
This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today is Christine Davies and Kristen Fitzgerald, and they're here to talk about the Madison County Local Food Network. Christine, do you want to, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the Local Food Network and how it got started.
Yes, the Local Food Network is a food council for Madison County. We're in our infancy stages right now. We're still forming. We haven't set our board yet. We've written our bylaws and we're getting ready to launch in January. Our mission statement is to create a more vibrant community by providing equitable access to healthy food and affordable food for all Madison County residents.
And how did you get involved? What made you want to get involved, Christine?
I'm a local farmer. My partner Chuck and I own Free Folk Farm, which is a small urban farm in Anderson. Mm-hmm. And I'm also the farm project coordinator for Community Hospital Anderson's Community Farm, which is a farm on their hospital campus.
Wow.
Growing produce for the hospital and for patients. So I'm really active in growing food and that side of it, production side, and have a lot of interest in how we're making food accessible to the people in Madison County and how we can get food produced in Madison County that's healthy and nutrient dense to the people that live there.
That's wonderful. And Kristen, how about you? How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I work as a community wellness coordinator with Purdue Extension Madison County. So where Christine kind of does the growing side of things, I'm more of the health and wellness side of things. So I'm more interested in how we get the food to the people that need it, and even things like, what are the barriers to getting them there? If they don't have a car, is there a bus stop? Is there a sidewalk that can get them to a food pantry or to a farmer's market or to a community garden where they can access these things? So Christine and I kind of joined up to start this because she had the expertise on more of the farming and growing things, and I kind of brought the more public health picture into it.
Oh, what a great partnership. So talk to me a little bit about the purpose of a network like this.
The purpose of our Madison County Local Food Network is threefold. First, we want to develop those collaborative relationships to increase access to quality foods in our county. Second, we want to educate our residents as well as our producers on how to produce and market foods and how to access and utilize those nutritious foods. And third, we want to be advocating for policies and systems that help strengthen our food system in terms of both quality and equality, with the ultimate goal of improving the lives and ending hunger for the people in our community.
Wonderful. So talk to me a little bit about kind of your goals. How do you see this food network benefiting Madison County?
You know, there's all these different food pantries and people that are addressing the problem, but there's not really that organization between where everyone's at the same table talking to each other and trying maximize our efforts.
Sure.
So that's what we're just hoping, this will be the home for all of those efforts. And we will have that big table that everyone can be at. And right now we're kind of building the table. But, you know, once it's up and running, it's really going to kind of be, hopefully, the kind of home front for all of the efforts surrounding hunger and growing. What do our farmers need? What do people that eat food need? What are all of these different aspects of the food system, even, you know, waste management and water and sewer and all of those things that all of this affects? We need all of those people at one table to really address the issue.
What's the response been so far to the idea of coordinating this effort?
It's been really positive. So we're putting together the Madison County Local Food Summit, our first local food summit for the county, January 17th. And registration is open now. It's online at eventbrite.com/MCLFN. And we've already had so many people register,
wow,
which was surprising to us. As soon as we opened up registration, we had a great response to that. I've heard many people in Madison County talk about how we don't have this table where we can talk about ongoing issues, mm-hmm, regardless of who might be in political office or what different organizations are doing to actually bring people together and form this long-term What are we doing to work together to answer these food issues? So bringing together the people who are already doing something and then providing resources for people who want to start something up and resources for our producers.
Great. So for those who are interested in the food summit coming up in January, what can they expect? What kind of things will be happening there?
Right. So we'll have a really good keynote speaker, and then we're going to have a few breakout sessions. So there will be some things for kind of the producer side of things, and there will be also health-focused ones and just general information about what is a food council and why do we need it and how is this going to benefit Madison County. And we'll also have plenty of networking time, and we'll have information tables and people from the community that will set up, and you'll be able to network and just reach out to other people in the food system.
Great. Now, do you already have the keynote speaker? And if so, who's that? And what will this person be talking about?
It's Jody Ellett, who works in community engagement with the Sustainable Food System Science Department at IU. This is a new position for her, but she's been really instrumental in the state of Indiana, building our local food system across the state in different pockets, counties, and statewide included. And she'll be coming to speak about local food systems and why they're important and how local food councils can help further the mission of getting healthy food to people equitably.
So who in Madison County should come to a food summit like you're having in January?
I'd really encourage anyone to come because we all eat and everyone has food as a common interest, but some specific issues that you might be interested in and want to come to the food summit would be farm to table, community gardens, sustainable agriculture, nutrition and health, food entrepreneurship, food access, food insecurity, food preparation, or economic development.
That's a lot, and that should pretty much cover everyone, right?
Right.
Everyone is a stakeholder in the food system.
Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about the impact of this food council and this network. What do you hope the results are, you know, in its first year, in its future?
Yeah, so it's so hard to tell because we're still so early on, and like our next step is, like we said, filling our board and then gaining general membership. And so we want it to be set up where there's all these subcommittees, you know, so there's one that is focused on food access, there's one that's focused on urban farming, there's one that is focused on composting, you know, whatever the interest and needs of the community are. So those groups will kind of really take over and be the leaders of this, and all the projects will come out of those smaller subcommittees and subgroups. So there are really so many possibilities of just how the memberships want to take it. It's not really, it's hard to predict because we can kind of say what the needs in Madison County are, and we know there's a lot of child hunger and adult hunger and poverty and food insecurity and things like that. So we know what kind of needs to be done, but how it's actually going to be addressed, I don't think we really know yet.
So this is a wonderful opportunity for the community, for residents of Madison County to really get in on the ground floor and be a part of this local food network. If they're interested, what should they do at this point?
Come to the local food summit. So our registration is limited. So that's not the only way to get involved. We do have a Facebook page. It's Madison County Local Food Network on Facebook. And then if you have any direct questions or comments or concerns, you can contact Kristen at...
My email is fitzger3@purdue.edu.
Yeah, so we want people to get in at the ground floor at the local food summit if they're able. But our structure for the food network is that we'll have a board kind of guiding the network, but then we also want to have all these working groups where general citizens can get involved in a working group in an area that they're interested in, and then just general membership beneath that. So three different tiers of who is involved.
Sure.
Right. Anybody listening, if there's something that you're concerned about in our food system that you want to work towards, that you're driven to be a part of, we want you to help work towards that, and we can't do it alone. So,
and remind us again, how can we get to this food summit? Where is it going to be? And then how can I register?
The local food summit is going to be at the Impact Center on Nickel Avenue in Anderson on January 17th from 12:30 to 5 p.m. And registration is online. It's on eventbrite.com/mclfn.
And you can also get to the registration link from our Facebook page, and you can register directly on Facebook, and you don't have to even go to the event, right? So whatever is easiest.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for joining me in the studio today, and best of luck with this food summit and the local food network.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, and is supported in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.